Okay, welcome to Kaito's King's first ever podcast or something like that. So today I'm with my friend Fahim over here and we're just going to talk about stuff. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. Fahim, what are we talking about today? Fahim's dead. I think he died. Yo, Fahim.
What?
What are we going to talk about today?
What?
Well, we're just going to talk about CCA, okay? Let's just start the conversation.
Is that with CCA.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'm recording right now, so... Alright, so, you know... About CCA, right? You're in Taekwondo CCA, aren't you? Right?
Yes.
Well, that's nice. Well, Taekwondo sounds fun. And how do I know it's fun? Because I've joined it before. And thing is... Taekwondo is fun! For me, I guess. But maybe not fun for other people.
Taekwondo's fun, no? Taekwondo.
Yeah, you're gonna get fought by somebody, and you're gonna die, man. That's the thing. But one thing. Yeah, I actually joined Taekwondo. I remember the day. Well, I haven't finished the podcast yet. We have to record. We have to keep on talking about it and record it. So, about Taekwondo, I've joined. I remember the date 25th of November of 2015. And that was the day I joined Taekwondo. And here's the funniest thing about me joining Taekwondo is that I used to think, right, you're fine. You know, fine, I joined Taekwondo, right, because I thought it was supposed to be driving lessons. I thought, I misheard something my mom said, and I thought she said something about that joining Taekwondo will teach you how to drive. And I was like, 5 years old, I was like, oh my god, 5 years old and I get to drive? That sounds so cool, man. So... I joined Taekwondo not knowing it's something to fight about. But, in the end... I can't send to you the podcast now. We have to keep on talking. And then, yeah. But anyways... Yeah. But anyways, let me tell you about... I was telling you about my Taekwondo, right? So, in 2015 when I joined Taekwondo, it was kind of fun, kind of weird. It's kind of strange.
I like Taekwondo.
Yeah, I liked it too. My master was nice. Master Lee, his name is Master Lee. He came from Korea. Pretty sure all Taekwondo people came from Korea, but it's so cool, man. And the best part about it, because I thought it was something to do about driving, right? In the end, I managed to get Poom Belt.
Did you record?
Yeah, recording right now.
What?
Yeah, that's the podcast. Yeah, we're recording the podcast. But anyways...
Can you restart?
Why?
No, because I forgot to turn off the camera.
I'm not even recording the camera. So anyways, because I thought that Taekwondo was about driving cars, in the end, I managed to get a Poom Belt. But sadly, I had to leave in 2023. This was because I had PSLE to do, because back then I was P6. So in 2023, I left temporarily, but somehow temporarily became forever. So what happened is, I can't say where I'm doing Taekwondo at back then, but what happened was I left. Well, I'm not taking Taekwondo CCA, I'm taking the Taekwondo outside of school back then. So in 2023, oh yeah, before I say that.
But I go to Taekwondo here.
Yeah, and you know what's the best part about Taekwondo outside of school?
What?
Is that they gave me a chance to go to Korea, you know. And it's so cool. Hey, fine. I think in the future in your Taekwondo, they're gonna make you go to Korea. You can go to Korea. South Korea. And let me tell you guys, going to South Korea in my Taekwondo trip was the most fun thing in the whole wide world. Because there was really snow. Here in Singapore, snow isn't a thing. Snow is just not there. But it's pretty much snow in like, there's snow in this thing. And that's the best part about it. It's the snow. And snow is what makes me happy. But it's extremely cold. Yeah, that kind of rhyme. Snow is pretty cold. Yeah. So, in Taekwondo, I went to Korea. And turns out, I'm talking to your mom.
I like Taekwondo,
Yeah. So, the best...
Now, I'm green belt.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing about it. Hold on. So, what happened is, when you join Taekwondo, you're not a white belt. Then, normally it should be a yellow belt, but sometimes they do this thing called white yellow belt. Or like, let's say you're in green belt.
The teacher wanted me to come to green belt.
And yeah.
And then one boy said to me that I'm doing a yellow green belt.
Yeah, they're probably gonna give you yellow blue belt or something like that. Because, okay, let me tell you something. Let's say you're in white belt, right? And the next belt is actually yellow belt. So, so if you're like in white belt, right, and you're preparing to go to yellow belt, they'll give you something called white yellow belt. Basically, it's just a white. I'm not sure, but anyways, what this thing is about, they give you the white belt, right? But they tape it in yellow electrical tape. And it's basically, I mean, that's what they did in my old Taekwondo Academy, but that's what they do. But that is the coolest thing ever, bro. But sadly, even though Taekwondo is fun for me, I mean, I met a lot of friends in Taekwondo. A lot of friends. I remember Devon. Yeah. He lives right next to me, but I haven't seen him in a long time. So, in 2019, right, like I said, they invited me to go to South Korea. The best part is...
South Korea?
Yeah.
Did you went to South Korea?
Yeah, because Taekwondo allowed me to join, to go to South Korea. Oh. And that's so cool, man. I think in the future, they will let you go too, Fahim.
Oh.
Yep. But anyways, that's the cool part. And not just that, in 2019, I managed to go to South Korea, and I managed to go another time in 2022. But the sad thing is, I left in 2023. That's the sad thing.
Okay.
So, the thing is, in, how should I say, in 2022, so, in 2023, I said I left for, like, because of my PSLE, and the thing is, in 2024, I was, because I was so used to not going to Taekwondo, my mom was like, hey, when are you ever gonna join back Taekwondo? I said, soon, and soon became never, so... Then here's the thing.
Bro, you should come to Taekwondo CCA, yeah?
I should probably, because I really hate my CCA right now.
You mean choir, right?
Yeah, choir is my CCA. And I'm gonna tell you, choir is horrific, man. I heard there is a rumor by my friend Jaden. You see the album cover, there's a picture of a man, of a kid being blurred out his face. Yeah, that's him. I'm doing a thumbs up, and my thumbs up is covering his face. Yeah, he didn't want to be shown, so I had to cover his face with my thumbs up, which is quite creative, because at first I thought I was going to blur out his face by like drawing something on, but I realized when I added the photo, my hand would cover his face, so that's a good thing. Yeah, and anyways, the thing is about the podcast. Yeah, the coolest podcast ever. This is the best idea in the whole world. Like...
Yes, the cover, bro.
Yeah, and I realized something about the podcast album cover. Like, the cover, yeah, the cover art is that everyone's wearing a green shirt. Yeah, Fahim, me, and... what's it
bro, called? Bro, wearing green jackets, yeah.
Yeah, you're wearing a green jacket, I'm wearing green pajamas, and Jaden's wearing a green jacket as well. Well, I guess I'm the only one wearing green pajamas.
Yeah, I wear
a
green jacket and sunglasses.
Yeah. Hey, I'm wearing sunglasses too. Wait, those are not sunglasses. Those are 3D glasses.
Yes. Yes.
It's gonna be the coolest album cover in the whole world. But anyways, back to our talk about Taekwondo. So, back to what I was saying is, I was gonna join, right?
Yeah?
Yeah, so, what am I even trying to say? Hold on. So... When I left, right, because of PSLE, when 2024 came, I was like, my mom was like, hey, when are you going to join back? And I said, next time, and next time became never. And this here's the reason why. Because I am so used for not going Taekwondo, right? I'm so used to not going to Taekwondo in, like, 2023 that I basically stuck with it. I basically didn't go anymore. So then, sometime in 2024, I'm not sure, Taekwondo closed down. My Taekwondo place closed down.
So sad, bro.
That's pretty sad. Now I have no idea where my master went. My master Lee. I have no idea. And all my friends are gone. Yeah, they're all gone. I wonder when they went. And the worst part is that I've been like in Taekwondo for a long, long time. Since 2015. Like so long that I got myself a prune belt. If I waited until I'm 16, I would have gotten a black belt. A black belt is cool, man.
Yeah.
You're fine. Do you know you have to be 16 years old in order to get a black belt?
Yeah.
Pretty cool, man. Well, I'm gonna get some water now. But back in our podcast, we're gonna talk about. So, hold on. So, the thing we're starting with is about.
Okay.
I just wanna get some water. You hear that, guys? That's ASMR. Sound of ice cubes. Uh-oh.
Wait a
minute. Well, we're gonna go back to talking to our podcast. So, the reason why we started this podcast in the first place, I mean, not the reason why we started it in the first place, but the thing that kick-started the topic, and that is CCA. I want to talk about CCA. Like, why I hate it so much. Yeah? So, Prime, let me ask you a question. Do you like your CCA? Do you like your CCA?
Yeah, my CCA
is all there. I don't. And here's the reason why. Okay, like I said just now, I was in choir CCA. Yeah, I'm in choir CCA. I accidentally stopped the recording because I'm looking at how many percent I have on my iPad. I'm on my recorder, yeah. Sorry, I said iPad by accident. So, about CCA, is that, what they do for you? Hold on, I have to charge my recorder first. Sorry for all the technical difficulties. Pretty weird. But anyways, what they do in my CCA is sing. Yes, singing. Okay, so everyone knows. Not everyone knows, unless you're American. CCA in Singapore is compulsory. Yeah. Well, I mean, unless you're in primary school. If you're in primary school, then you can either choose to join or don't join. Which is a very fun thing. Like, I wish I could do that, but in Singapore, secondary school students secondary school students have to join CCA compulsory. It's compulsory in Singapore. And it's alright. I mean, about it being compulsory in Singapore, it's alright for me because CCAs can be pretty fun. Like, in primary school, right?
Yeah.
In primary school, I'm in the art club CCA. And you know, I have a passion for art. I love drawing and stuff.
Okay.
But here's the thing. So in art club, right, it is so dang fun that I don't even remember that it happened. It was so fun. You know what we did in art class? Claymation and drawing and cool stuff.
Yeah.
Those were so cool, man. Those are the coolest moments of my life. But, unfortunately, same can be said about my secondary school. I love water. Coca-Cola is a good drink. Fanta is even better. But the world's best drink in the whole wide world is the one and only water. Water is refreshing, and okay, if your favorite drink is like beer or wine or something, or like Coca-Cola,
yes.
Let me tell you, the reason why wine drinks the Coca-Cola is there in the first place is because of water. Water kickstarted everything.
Okay, bye-bye, Lisa. Go to sleep.
Well, we'll continue our podcast tomorrow. My friend's gonna sleep. Good night, folks. Good morning to you.
Good night.
Bye, guys.
Bye.